Okay, well, thank you, Daryl. This morning I'm going to discuss the IC program and how we use it to teach introductory soul science at Purdue University. And we're going to actually focus on soil landscapes, parent material, drainage, and soil orders. So in a few moments, probably about 5-6 minutes into my presentation, we're going to distribute iPads to you guys. And so, yeah, it'll be fun, April. So they're not for you to keep, all right? But you'll have to return them. I know, you'll have to return them at the end. But we'll get into that here in a few minutes, right? So Daryl has already talked about this, and this is really important, okay? So it's teaching with maps. That's what IC is all about. And what the students learn is how and why soils and landscape information can be enhanced by observing different scales and the relationship among different landforms, parent materials, and drainage, and why it matters, all right, why it's so important. And Daryl did a good job discussing the maps that are available on the web and also the maps on the iPad. So to set the stage for the introductory soil science course, I need to mention a few words about it. I know for many of you, you've heard this time and time again, but I'm not going to spend much time talking about this. The introductory soil science course is sort of a cross-listed class with four soils. So agronomy 255, agronomy 270. And essentially consists of three components. A lecture component, which occurs on Tuesday morning. There's only one lecture, all right? The Soils Resource Center, which is open from Tuesday through Friday, and that Soils Resource Center is open for 36 hours during the week, and it's manned by either myself or Dr. Van Skoyak or one of the TAs, the teaching assistants in the class. And then a small group discussion, which occurs on Friday. And these small group discussions, we take that large lecture class, which consists of 180, 190 students, and we break it down into groups of 15 students. So that's sort of the breakout of the course. So just to go through it real quick, the lectures are interactive lectures, all right, and using the response devices and so forth. And these are just a couple of pictures from that. The Soils Resource Center, again, a very interactive type of environment. There's one topic that's covered each week. Computer-directed programs. Also, takes about 3 hours to go through each unit. All right, so we've got about 15 units in the course, and students work collaboratively, and that's one of the cool things about the class. One of the great things about the class is we have a wealth of soil monoliths that we use in the course. And as you can see, the students are looking at soil monoliths. They're talking it over with other students in the course, or they're engaging with the teaching assistant in the class. Weekly projects encourage students to work together to answer questions. This is a collaborative type of class, course. It's been taught this way for 45 years. All right, so I think we're one of the few that got started with this. Iowa got started with this. And Ohio State, Ryan, did something with this sort of format back years ago. The three-phase discussion, which is actually, in my mind, one of the cool parts about the course. So there are 11 discussion sessions, 11 or 12, that take place on Friday. And they're broken down into small groups, reflecting and writing, discussing and sharing. And actually, the students in the class are doing the teaching. So that's one of the cool things about the discussion session. So this actually using the IC has become an integral part of the soil science course. And what you're looking at right now, and in a few moments you will have the opportunity to look at it yourself, is a parent material map for the state of Indiana. All right, and you can switch over, as you will do here shortly, and you can look at drainage sequence for the state of Indiana. And then you can also look at the various soil orders within the state of Indiana. So essentially, how do we use the IC in the introductory soil science course? With 180, 190 students in a course, not everybody can have an iPad to use out in the field, all right? But they can use the iPad and they can use the information which is available on the computer, all right, to familiarize themselves with the field trip before they go out in the field, all right? So it introduces the IC. It's used to introduce the field trips, to identify different parent materials within the state of Indiana, relate those parent materials to drainage, which is really cool, view soil classification across the state, and examine how soil organic matter sort of changes as you go around the state of Indiana. So in exercise one, all right, the first part is to find parent materials on field trip number one, all right, and examine how those soil drainage changed with parent material. All right, so this is a map of the Lafayette, West Lafayette area, where we're actually looking at the parent material, the drainage, and the soil order. All right, so what I'd like, Daryl, could you pass out the iPads now? So I'll hold up here for a second. Remember, these are not for you to keep. All right, so is your iPad ready to go? All right, you're on the right.
Swipe it on.
All right, should be in this position here. All right. Okay, so you want to focus on where Purdue University is located. So what you want to do is take your fingers and sort of spread this out, right? And
you need to look for Tippecanoe County.
Yeah, Tippecanoe County. All right. So Tippecanoe County should show up. All right. Everybody got that? That's good. Yeah. Everybody? Good to go. How are you? Good to go. All right. So, let me just spread it out to Tippecanoe County here. All right. Okay. So, what you can do, all right, so what the students do is in the Soils Resource Center, they'll look over the parent materials, all right? Again, like I said, there's not enough iPads for us to take these all out into the field. So they'll look at this material on the computer, all right, looking at the parent material. They'll also look at the soil drainage, all right? And this is specifically for the Lafayette, West Lafayette area. And then we'll go to the field, all right? And so what we're going to look at first, actually, is parent material. All right, so this is the map of the parent material. So what you can do is, it's set on parent material already, but there's a little tab over here that says legends. Just tap on that, and legends will come up. All right, so what you see, actually, is that we're looking at several different parent material types. We're looking at the brown area up here, which is glacial till, all right? The blue area, which is alluvial parent material, and then the green area, which is outwash parent material. Everybody with me on that? All right, now, what you can do, actually, is you can change this around, okay? And so we're looking at these different parent materials. Let's say you want to do drainage, all right? So you can go back to the layers, okay, all right, you hit the layers and look at the drainage, tap drainage, okay, everybody good to go on that? Natural soil drainage, and something like this shows up, okay, Everybody good to go on that? So you can switch back. You look at different landscapes and landforms from parent material. You look at drainage. All right. So the poorly drained sites are up here, designated by the gray areas, and the well-drained sites, obviously, are on the outwash material. All right, that's where we find the well-drained sites. And also, what we can do is in the second exercise that we do with the students is we want to look at dominant soil orders. All right, we'll look at sort of soil classification across the state, and we want to find where the histosols are in the state of Indiana. So we can do that, all right, by switching. Oh, let me go back. Can I go back? I can't go back. This is ridiculous. There we go. All right. So we can actually look for the histosols here, the soils that have a high organic matter content. I'm just going to point things out. I'm pretty good at doing that in the classroom. All right. So you can see where these brown sort of areas are. These are the histosols in the state of Indiana, are down in part of the field trip site, all right? So what you can also do then is you can try to find where are the histosols located primarily in the state of Indiana. So you can expand the state out again, all right, and try to find where the histosols are in the state of Indiana. Celery bog is still there. Can you see it?
That's Lake Michigan.
This area here, this is Lake Michigan up here. All right. So the histosols are all found in northern Indiana. All right. Do you see them? Okay. So students have the opportunity to do this, and there are all sorts of benefits with using these maps. All right. It promotes active learning, and Purdue is really big on active learning. All right. We have this IMPACT program, which instruction matters Purdue active teaching program, and so they're really trying to promote active learning. And these programs, these iPads with this program, the IC program, really promotes that. Students are better prepared to master, retain, and apply course content. Allow students to make connections spatially and between different soil properties. It aids students' understanding of the role of soils as part of this huge complex system that we call the Earth's surface, all right? So these are just some of the benefits. And just quickly, as Daryl pointed out in his presentation, we need to acknowledge CSR EES for support of this work that we've been doing. And I know we're sort of short on time, but I think I have time for one question. Are there any questions about the way we use these iPads in the classroom?